Hello, good morning.
大家早安。
Yeah, it's not pastor. somebody addressed me one time as, if you understand what I mean, Aya bro. Aya bro. Aya bro.
就把我叫哥哥就好了。
Yeah, I told the person, I like that.
然后我告诉那个人，
so、
我喜欢那个人。
Starting now, I'm going to be known as Aya Bro.
我现在被叫这是哥哥。
Well, hopefully, our Lord will be able to reveal His word to us.
我希望就是上帝可以把他的语言献出来。
That He may impress upon us His will.
就是可以给我们了解他对我们的计划跟旨意。
Let's bow down a word of prayer.Father in heaven, we give you praise and glory, and we pray today that you might be able to humble us. Grant us, Lord, the spirit of humbleness, that you may open our hearts and minds to your word, and that we may be able to implement them in our lives as long as it is according to your will. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, can you hear me?Is it loud? Okay.
你们听到吗?
Do you have to interpret that?
Yes.
Okay. Many people admire Neil Armstrong.
许多人就很佩服 Neil Armstrong.
The astronaut who first stepped on the moon.
就是在月球迈出第一步的一行员。
But interestingly, a sports journalist referred to him as his hero.
有其的是，是有一位体育记者称呼为他的英雄。
But not because he famously walked on the moon.
不是因为他知名的走在月球上。
But because he rarely spoke about it.
就是因为他很少讨论他的这个事情。
So brothers and sisters, what is humility?
弟兄姐妹，什么是谦卑？
C.S. Lewis says that true humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less.
So, C.S. Lewis 有讲真正的谦卑定义为少思考自己，就是想你自己少。
According to scripture, the definition is the lowliness of mind.
圣经中的谦卑这个词的翻译成为心之低调。
It's actually considering others more important than yourself.
这就是认为别人比你自己要更重要。
Now let me ask you, do we see humility in the church?
那我可以问你们，我们有没有在教会中有看到谦卑吗？
From its leaders and members?
来自教会领袖和会员。
Well, if we do see it,
那如果我们有看到他,
then why are still there people leaving the church?
那么为什么仍有人离开教会?
Well, lack of love, perhaps?
也许缺乏爱。
You know, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources gave an interesting response to this.
Lifeway 基督教资源公司总裁兼执行官给出了一个有趣的理由。
Get this, he says, the main reason people leave a church is because they have an entitlement mentality.
这是最主要原因，因为他们有这个思想，就是有权力的心态。
Here are some examples.
这里有些例子。
Oh, I was not spiritually fed.
我有没有精神的喂养?
Oh, no one from church approached me.
那没有人在教堂接近我。
Entitlement mentality.
权力心态。
Now, I think it's important to address these issues, of course.
我认为仍然要解这些问题很重要。
It's because maybe church leaders are really lacking in loving their sheep.
因为教会领导人可能缺乏吸引他们的羊，尤其是新的信徒。
But it's more important for all believers to reach the point of spiritual maturity.
但对这些 信徒来说很重要的。
From the entitlement mentality to servant mentality.
是从权力心态到了仆人心态。
19th century Anglican Bishop J.C. Ryle said,
英国圣公会主教 J.C. Ryle 有说
Humility is the very first letter in the alphabet of Christianity.
谦卑是基督教字母表中的第一个字母。
It all begins with humility.
它始于谦卑。
Because humility leads to the humble church.
是因为谦卑导致谦卑的教会。
The humble church is where believers do not think of themselves highly.
谦卑的教会是信徒不认为自己高。
But only think of themselves as servants.
但只能认为自己是仆人。
Possessing the heart of humility,
拥有谦卑的精神。The spirit of humility, rather.
Trusting God in all circumstances and in all things.
在万事万物中都相信上帝。
But the attitude of humility was a challenge to embrace among the recipients of Peter's letter.
就是单谦虚的态度是拥抱的挑战，在彼得的信中是接受者中。
That would be there in Asia Minor.The Jewish Christians and particularly the Gentile Christians living there.
就是犹太基督徒，特别是在小亚细亚的外邦基督徒。
Gentile Christians there consider humility as an attitude reserved only for servants.
当时的基督徒认为谦卑只是对仆人的一种态度。
But they were hated for their faith.
但因为信仰而受到憎恨
particularly being slandered for it
特别是为此而被绑
so Peter had to encourage them in their suffering
所以彼得不得不鼓励他们承受痛苦
telling them to obtain or attain or acquire the spirit of humility
就告诉他们要获得谦卑的精神
So that those who revile them will be put to shame.
所以那些谴责他们的人会感到羞耻。
So, how can we obtain the status of the humble church?
那么我们怎么样才能获得谦卑教会的地位呢？
We can see how through Peter's exhortations towards the Asia Minor Christians.
我们可以看到，就是通过彼得。有劝诫对小亚细亚的基督徒。
In verse 1, we can see that the first group the apostle addresses are the leaders of the church.
在第一节中，我们可以看到使徒所讲的第一组是教会的领袖。
Peter exhorts the Christians to shepherd the flock.
彼得劝勉他们牧养羊群。
However,Notice Peter's exhortation. It's written there as, or therefore I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder.
但是请注意，正如彼得劝诫长老一样，他称自己是为长老。
Addressing himself as a fellow elder already shows humility.
所以他称为自己是一位长老，这显示出谦逊。
Now, why is that?
那为什么呢?
Because he had greater authority.
因为显然他有更大的权力。
He was an apostle.
他是一位使徒。
Now, some people insist to be addressed with the proper title, isn't it?
那有一些人是不是坚持要用正确的标题来称呼他们?
Dr. Alberto.
医生 Nathaniel.
Reverend Blank, Engineer Alberto.
牧师某某
He's an engineer.
他也是机械工程师
Why are you... Okay. No, isn't it? Right, right. But you know what? Not this person.
但不是这个人
Well, a police officer who was a Christian was assigned to guard Billy Graham.
有一位基督徒的警察就被派到啊，守卫 Billy Graham。
As he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor in
1996. 他那个时候在1996年被啊授予国会荣誉勋啊勋章。
When the officer finally met him, he greeted.
当那个啊警官有见到他。
Yeah, the officer said, "Hello, Dr. Graham."
他有说问到啊 ，Graham 博士。
Graham replied, "Please call me Billy."
就是啊 ，Graham 就有回答说，请叫我 Billy 就好了。
But the officer responded because he was so excited, "Reverend Graham, it's an honor to meet you."
是因为这个警官又很积极，只是又问他，就是说啊，牧师 Graham 很高兴见到你。
Graham said, "Please call me Billy."
Graham 又说了，请叫我 Billy 就好了。
The officer again addressed him by telling him or saying, "Evangelist Graham."
这个警官又再次又对他说，福音传教士 Graham。
Getting a little impatient, Graham said,
Billy 就不耐烦了，地说
"Sir, I'm going to heaven, not because I'm a preacher or I preach to many people, but because Jesus shed his blood on the cross for my sins."
他说，先生，我要去天堂，不是因为我是一个传道人，或者我向很多人传教，但因为耶稣为了我的罪而在十字架上洒了我的血。
So from now, on, please call me Billy.
从现在开始，请叫我 Billy 就好了。
So that's an example of humility.
这个就是一个谦虚的一个榜样。
Now, going back to our passage, as a way to motivate the elders,
回到我们的经文啊 ，Peter 有提醒啊所有的长老。
Peter reminds them that he was a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
他就是提醒他们是他是基督徒遭受苦难的证啊见证人。
And a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
也是要显露的荣耀的分享者。
The word witness here, according to the Greek, is not about one seeing an event.
就是根据希腊文啊，这里的证人意思
，but rather
并不是一个人看到一件事
，but rather it is confirming the event，
而且确认啊这个这啊事情。
This would mean that Peter confirms the sufferings that the Christ went through, leading to his death, even though he was innocent.
啊，这就是啊，这就意味着彼得。肯定了基督所经历的痛苦
but,、
啊、其实他也、啊、无辜的
but he was also resurrected in glory verifying his divinity as the Son of God
但他也是荣耀中复活
and those 确
实他的、啊、圣形是神的
and those who would believe in his work in his atoning work、
啊、那些相信他的、啊、赎罪工作的人
Will inherit the imperishable life.
将继承不朽的生活。
Now, since the Christians there in Asia Minor were suffering for their faith,
在由于小亚细亚的基督徒因其信仰而受苦
they can take comfort because what happened to Christ will happen to them.
他们可以感到安慰，因为基督徒的遭遇将会。发生他们在身上。
And what better way to respond to suffering than to exert in humility?
还有什么更好的方式来应对苦难而不是谦卑的施加
Instead of reacting in or responding in hostility towards their persecutors, just like Christ did.
而不是像基督那样对待他们的逼迫者。
And in this text, the most important task Peter commands to the elders
在这个这章经文章中彼得指对长老的最重要的任务是
is the same command Jesus gave to him before he ascended.
是在耶稣升天之前，耶稣给了他们同样的命令。
Shepherd the flock.
这是牧养群羊。
Now, to shepherd the flock would mean to watch out for other people caring for them.
就是牧养群羊意味着就是要关心照顾他们。
But Peter adds conditions for it.
但彼得又增加了一些条件。
The first condition here in verse 2 says, to exercise oversight not under compulsion but voluntarily.
这首先在他第二节中有说到就是要推动不少强迫但之言。
This would mean that the person is accepting the responsibility to take care of the congregation.
这意味着就是这个人正在接受照顾会众的责任。
Yet it should be done willfully and not by force.
但他应该是肆意而不是无力地做。
In short, it's supposed to be neutral. Oh, sorry, natural.
总之，这应该是自然的，因为长老是神圣的召唤。
Because eldership is actually a divine calling.
就是因为长老是神圣的召唤。
Second condition.
第二个条件
He asked that shepherding is not for sordid gain but with eagerness.
他说牧养羊群意味着就是要关心照顾他们。
This would mean that the elder should have this strong desire to meet the needs of others and never doing it for personal gain or money.
这个意味着是这意味着是一个长老有些强烈的愿望。
For 3 years in a row, whenever I go to Baguio,I always make it a point to meet with this person.
每当我去必要的时候，连续三年都是这样。
He was
我总是会见会跟这个人见面。
He was in need of spiritual and emotional comfort as he lost his son to cancer.
当他失去儿子患癌症时，他。
When I met him earlier this year, it was different and more relevant.
他就是需要精神和感情方面的安慰。然后今年初我遇见他的时候
，Because I recently lost a loved one.
情况不相同，更相关，只是因为最近我也失去了一个亲人。
But sometimes we have to be careful, right?
但我们必须小心。
In this case, sometimes we expect to be treated for the meals that come with it.
但因为有时候我们希望得到与他一起进餐的待遇。
So let's not expect, but rather let's do it for personal gain and out of love.
所以我们
rather not do it for personal gain, but out of love.
所以我们不要为了个人利益去做，而是为了爱。
Third condition, not lording it over the people, but proving to be examples to the flock.
这是第三个条件不是造业人们。
Unfortunately, sometimes elders or leaders in church are deceitful.
那有时候教会有时教会中的长老或领袖是诡诈的。
Decent outside.
外表斯文
Deceiver inside.
里面是一个骗子。
Some are so power hungry.
有些人是渴望权力。
They meet with church attendees not to disciple them.
他们会见教会者，但不会对他们进行门徒训练。
But to capitalize on them.
只是要利用他们。
Selecting people to talk with.
选择与人交谈。
Because these people.Can give them the power and influence they need.
因为他们可以给他们所需要的力量和影响力
resulting in church divisions and worse church splits.
导致就是啊啊教会分裂。
Brothers and sisters, this should not be.
啊，弟兄姐妹，这不应该的。
Going back to the passage, here's the main motivation for shepherding the flock, which is found in verse 4.
就回到啊那个经文，就是啊在彼得啊。第四节中提到牧养群羊的主要动机。
The main motivation is the reward of an unfading crown of glory.
只是荣耀无边之冠的奖励。
Meaning heaven.
意思是天堂。
Brothers and sisters, do we love God?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否爱上帝？
Then in humble obedience, let's feed the sheep and shepherd the members.
这是在我们的最谦虚的的态度来喂养。
That's what a humble church does.
这个就是有谦卑的教会做。
They shepherd the members.
他们有牧养这些教会员。
But the members have to do their part as well.
但是所有的教会员也该做他们的责任。
Which is found in verse 5.
就是在第五节可以看到。
Particularly the young in the church.
Sorry, but
particularly the young in the church. Verse 5.
特别那些年轻人的。
He said that the young should subject themselves to the elders.
就是那个就是那些年轻人应该服从长辈。
But I believe this is also applicable to all the other members, who are under the elders.
这是为了表示对长老的尊重。
Now the word submissive is to show respect to the elders, having a submissive relationship with them.
这个顺从的意思就是说要应该
This is to show respect to the elders by having a submissive relationship with them.
这个就是要表出这个对长老的一个尊重。
Now, the young ought to live an orderly manner.
年轻人就是应该要正常的生活
showing great delight as they live in the will of God.
当他们生活在上帝的旨意中，显得非常高兴
Under the elders' leadership.
在长老的领导下
Women in China dread that by the time they reach 28,
在中国，女性到达28岁时就感到恐惧
They'll be branded as圣女，
他们会被称呼成圣女
，or well leftover woman，
这是剩下来的女。
So meaning by 28, if you're not married in China by 28, it's quite embarrassing.
这意思说，如果你还没有结婚，已经28岁了，这个是很尴尬的。
Now, parents belonging to the one-child policy generation,
那属于独生子女正确的一代的父母
pressure their lone daughter to marry before the deadline.
将迫使他们的独生子女在截止日期前要结婚。
But things are different.
但是情况不一样了。
One well-educated Chinese woman earning 1 million renminbi.
有一名受过很好的教育的中国女性赚得百万人民币。
It's true. Was asked by aunties as to why at 32 she isn't married yet.
她被她阿姨问到，你为什么32岁了还没有结婚啊？
那为什么？为什么？
为什么？为什么？
You know what she said?
你知道她说什么呢？
I have standards I am not willing to lower.
我有我不愿意降低的标准。
You know, many youths in the church today, and even adults themselves,
今天在教会里的许多年轻人, they have, 甚至成年人,
they have their own standards,
有自己的标准,
standards which are unfortunately worldly,
不幸的是世俗的标准,
and they're not willing to give it up for Christ,
而且他们不愿意为基督放弃那些世俗的标准。
Choosing to leave the church instead.
选择离开教会。
Let me give you an example. In a 2011 survey,
在根据2011年在美国一个调查。
This involves young adults aged 18 to 29 years old.
涉及18至29岁的成年人。
Okay, get this.Most young Christians are as sexually active as their non-Christian peers.
研究表明，大多数年轻的基督徒与非基督徒同样生活。
That was 7 years ago.
那是七年前的。
And look at this. 17% claim that they feel judged by the church.
那17%就是因为感受到教会的判断，所以他们就是为了信罪而信罪而离开他们的教会。
Here's the second survey.
还第二个调查。
Oh, is it coming on? Okay. 18% complain that their churches claim that movies, music, and video games are harmful.
18% 说，因为他们抱怨说他们的教会声称电影音乐和电子游戏是有害的。
Well, maybe for them, sexual content in movies, profanity in some songs.
也许对他们来说，电影中的色情内容，某些歌曲的亵渎语言。
And some 15 people who were recorded that who died playing video games are not harmful.
而大约有15个人因为玩电子游戏而死亡，并没有害处。
Well, that's why they left church.
所以他们离开教会。
Here's another. 23% were turned off by the creation versus evolution controversy.
这还剩下23%，因为他们就是被创建记录与 Darwin 的进化论争议相提开并评论。
But,This is the worst part.
那这个是最糟的
Church leaders are telling the young adults, for them to stay in the church, they said, hey, you can believe in evolution.
最糟的是有一些教会的领导有时会告诉这些年轻人，你们可以相信进化。
You can believe in evolution, ignore the Genesis account,
同时你也可以可以对待那个创世纪跟创作的故事。
And still believe in Christ.
And 同时也相信耶稣。
Which obviously caused confusion in the minds of the kids.
这个显然会造成了孩子们的困惑。
Unbelievable.
还可不相信。
With all the teaching efforts of the elders, the leaders, the pastors against worldly standards,
通过教会领袖牧师和今日的长老的所有的教学努力，以世俗标准
，It seems that many of the youths lack in humility by choosing the world.
看来许多年轻人通过选择世俗标准来谦卑。
They choose the world instead of subjecting themselves to the teachings of Christ.
而就是选择这个世界而不是让自己接受基督徒的教训。
We are all familiar with this verse. Do not love the world or anything in the world.
我们对这个经文是很熟悉的，就是说。不要爱世界或世界上的任何东西。
Because everything in the world doesn't come from God.
因为世上的一切都是不是从父来的。
But on the other hand, church leaders themselves, with the example that I gave, church leaders themselves may also not be subjecting to the teachings of Christ.
另一方面，教会领袖本身也可能不受圣经的教训。
Because both elders and the people under them should really subject themselves under the authority of Scripture.
因为长老和他们下面的人都应该真正的服从基督。
Hence, we come to our last point.
因此我们来到我们最后的一点
where Peter exerts both leaders and members of the church to surrender to the chief shepherd.
只是彼得劝解教会的领袖和成员向首席牧人投降。
In verse 5, Peter commands the whole church to clothe themselves with humility towards one another as God opposes the proud,and gives grace to the humble.
在第五节彼得就是命令整个教会以谦卑的态度对待个人。
The word clothe in the Greek.
因为上帝反对骄傲并且谦卑的吃恩典。
The word clothe in the Greek.
希腊文中的衣服意思
would represent a slave.Putting on an apron ready to serve.
这代表一个奴隶穿上一条准备服役的围巾。
Illustrated perfectly here when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
就是当耶稣洗了门徒的脚上，这被完美的说明。
The word humble, which is a noun in this verse,
在这个经文中，谦卑是一个名词。
Means a person who's modest.
这意味就是人他谦虚自然
natural and never tries to impress other people
自然永远不会试图打动别人。
Peter uses the word humble again in verse 6.
Peter 在第六节也再次使用谦卑这词。
But this time he uses it as an action word.
但这次就是有趣的是一个动作式。
In the passive state, meaning action is being done to you.
处于被动状态。
The imagery would be equal to us positioned beneath the hand of God.
意象等于我们定位在神的手下面。
Allowing him to fill us with a spirit of humbleness.
让他用谦卑的精神来填补我们。
The word humility,or rather, true humility means that we are surrendering to the will of God.
真正的谦卑来自然就是导致仆人心态，这就是我们投降上帝的意志。
And it comes, it actually comes naturally.
那这是来的自然。
And when humility comes naturally, it leads to the servant mentality.
是因为有用谦卑，就是我们倾向于为自己服务。
Without humility, we tend to serve ourselves.
那如果没有谦卑，我们只能对自己服务。
But we must only serve Christ.
但是我们只能要服从基督。
Because the result of humility is exaltation by God.
就是那个
yeah, the result of humility is exaltation by God.
这谦卑的结果就是要高举上帝。
When God saw David's humility,
当上帝看到大卫的谦卑。
God exalted him by giving him triumphs in conquering territories.
上帝通过在征服领土，在给他胜利而高举他。
When God saw Solomon's humility as he prayed for wisdom,
当 Solomon 祈求智慧时。上帝就看到所罗门的谦卑。
God lifted him up, becoming the wisest king of Israel.
神启他成为以色列最 有智慧的王。
However, God's exaltation of people as a result of humility,
然而上帝因谦卑而提高了人们，
was not always the case, at least in this world.
是啊，并非总是如此，倒少在这个世界上。
The apostles Peter, Paul, and James, despite their willful obedience in humility, were executed for their faith.
那使徒保罗、彼得和雅各，尽管他们谦卑的服从谦卑。
What about Jesus?
啊，因为他们的信仰而啊被处决。那耶稣呢
？In humility, Jesus went down from his throne in heaven to be the atonement for the sins of men.
就是耶稣在谦卑地从天上的宝座下来。
When he died physically, it appeared that everyone lost hope.
就是成为人类罪的赎罪，当他身体死亡时，似乎每个人都失去了希望。
Sometimes we hear of Christians who are known to be faithful.
有时候我们会听到那些被称为忠诚的基督徒。
And yet when heavy burdens come upon them,
但是当他们遇到严重的情况，
they express their disappointment towards God.
他们就表达了对上帝的失望。
I know of one who has acquired lethal pancreatic cancer.
我知道一个患有致命胰腺癌的人。
Despite religiously meeting all doctors' appointments,
就是尽管宗教上满足了所有医生的任命。
And conducting full physical checkups.
并进行全面的身体检查。
Yet, she acquired cancer.
但是他有得到这个癌症。
She was somehow saddened, losing sight of the ultimate exaltation.
他就看到看不到最终的提升，感到难过。
That she will be inheriting the imperishable life.
就是他会继承不朽的生活。
This imperishable life is the glorious hope that lies ahead of the faithful.
这个不朽的生活是信徒前方的光辉希望。
Because Jesus, who died physically, was resurrected.
因为就是基督死亡又复活了。
And those who would trust him will inherit eternal life.
那些信靠他的人会承受永生。
This is why Peter reminded all Asia Minor Christians.
这个就是彼得提醒所有小亚细亚基督徒的原因。
To casting or cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
把他们所有的焦虑都投向神，因为他关心他们。
Obviously, these anxieties were caused by the sufferings that fell on believers in that region.
这些犹如是由于信徒遭受的苦难而引起的。
And there will be future anxieties ahead.
还会有后面的一些苦难。
Peter here emphasizes the attitude of humility despite times of uncertainty.
Peter 在这里就是强调谦卑的态度。
Because it produces hope.
就是因为这个会产生希望。
Hope that God has the capability to turn hopeless situations into seasons of triumph.
就希望上帝有能力最终转变无望的境地。
Not necessarily in this world.
不一定是在这个世界上。
But ultimately when Christ returns.
但最终在基督回归时。
Hence,
Hence,
casting all anxieties on him is about trusting God's sovereign will with the attitude of humility, having confidence in him that he will fulfill his promise to redeem his people despite suffering and death in this world.
把所有的忧虑都投向在他身上，就是要相信神的主权意识。 以谦逊的态度对他有信心，他会复兴的诺言来赎回他的仆人。
And we have only one choice to trust him.
我们只有一个选择，就要相信他。
Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us."
这是诗篇62第八章说，人在任何时候都要信靠他，在他面前倾注你的心。上帝是我们避难所。
If we are ridiculed for the sake of Christ, trust God.
如果我们只是为了基督被嘲笑，相信上帝。
If we receive lifetime ailments or injuries for the sake of Christ, trust God.
如果我们因基督的缘故而遭受一生的疾病或伤害，相信上帝。
If we're given 3 months to live for the sake of Christ, trust God.
那如果我们有3个月的时间为基督而生活，请相信上帝。
In trials or persecutions, acknowledge God in humility, not in hostility.
在谦卑的承认上帝，不要敌视。
In trials and persecutions, acknowledge him by blessing his name, not blaming his name.
就在所有的试炼我们还是要依靠上帝，不是责怪上帝。
Because eternal life is the utmost exaltation that awaits the humble.
因为永恒的生命是等待谦卑的最大的提升。
The humble church operates in the conduct of humility.
谦卑的教会在谦卑中行事。
Because humility produces obedience that removes that entitlement mentality and gains the servant mentality.
因为谦卑产生顺从，消除了权力的心态。
Humility results in discipleship.
谦卑导致门徒训练。
It subjects oneself to the authorities appointed in the church.
他将自己置于教会指定的当局之下。
And it entrusts one's life to the sovereignty of God.
他将自己的生命交托给上帝的主权。
In China, where there is persecution, church planting students are given 3 reminders.
在中国，就是有压迫的时候，就是教会培训学员就将得到3个提醒。
This was almost 10 years ago. I don't know if it still applies today.
这个是10年前的事情。
First reminder.
第一个提醒。
Never turn down an invitation to preach.
永不拒绝邀请传教。
Second reminder.
第二个提醒，
Look for a place to run.
当你
when you are finished preaching.
当你完成讲道的时候，找一个逃生的地方。
The third reminder.
第三个提醒，
Be ready to die.
准备好死亡。
Be ready to die.
准备好死亡。
Be ready to die.
准备好死亡。
Humility.Leads to a servant mentality, and it produces the humble church.
谦卑导致谦卑的教会就是有一个谦卑的态度。
Let's bow down in prayer.
我们来祷告。And Lord Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us that we will continue to be humble in you, Lord. And in the situation, in any given situation, difficult or good, we will stand strong in you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everybody here. We pray, Lord, that your message has cut through everybody's heart and truly that we will be ready to suffer for you, Lord. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.